Audible Originals presents The Endless War, written by Danielle L. Jensen, performed by Summer Morton and Michael Pauly.
The deck rose and fell, the roar of the ship slamming against waves, deafening. Rough water, which Zara knew from experience meant violent storms in the Tempest Seas. The elements standing guard over Ithacana while the kingdom recovered its strength. Not that it had much to fear, given that the eyes of Maradrina and Valcarda were firmly fixed on each other. And Zara was the fuel that had turned the embers of the endless war into an inferno. In the hours and days since her aunt, Empress Petra Onifora of Valcarda, had condemned her to imprisonment on Devil's Island, Zara had swiftly come to understand why she hadn't been granted a traitor's death. The Empress wanted war with Maradrina. More than that, she wanted to destroy the man she believed had ruined her plans to burn Vencia. The king who'd become her obsession. Karis. Zara bit down on her gag, her chest hollowing as his face filled her mind's eye. Always the same moment, them standing on the highest reaches of Southwatch Island. The moment she'd realized that Karis had taken the information she'd given him about the plan to save Ithacana and used it to save her.
People who are always going to die, Zara.
The phantom of Karis's voice said to her in the darkness of the cell.
There was always going to be a battle. I just changed the grounds it was fought on.
Arinol. Karis had changed the battleground from the bridge to the city Ithacana had been so desperate to defend, knowing it would lure out every soldier in its arsenal, had ensured it would be a swift and decisive battle so that there'd be no chance Zara could reach the city in time to join the fight.
Load your ships and sail home, Zara, because no one can accuse you of wrongdoing. The Empress's spies will have seen that Vencia remained too strongly defended for you to attack. As for you coming to Southwatch, given my father is about to gain uncontested control of the bridge, the Empress is going to look the fool for not doing more to stop him. At least you tried.
She had tried, but she'd also been the fool who'd given their strategy to the enemy.
Regain her favor and secure your position as heir. Become Empress. Do all the good you dreamed of doing. I'll do the same. We could change our world, Zara. Create a peace between two nations who have been at war for generations. Save thousands of people's lives. But that doesn't come without sacrifice. And that sacrifice is Ithacana.
In the end, Ithacana had been victorious. But in that moment, she'd believed Karis had sent Auron and his kingdom to their doom, and her accusations repeated in her mind. You say you did it for our kingdoms, but that isn't it, is it? God help her, but she'd remember the pain until she was dust in the grave. You did it for me, to save me, admit it. Admit it!
Zara, I couldn't let you die.
Karis hadn't liked her plan, her strategy, her choice. So he'd taken it away. That Ithacana had prevailed and defeated Maradrina didn't matter, because that had been luck. That had been the arrival of a storm. And Ithacana's queen, not Karis's design. I never want to see your face again. Never want to hear your voice. And if we cross paths, I will kill you. Zara shivered as the last words she'd spoken to him faded. There was no chance of Karis falling to her weapon, because thanks to the magpie delivering the truth of her relationship with Karis to the Empress, she'd never be free again. The ship she was aboard sailed to Devil's Island, and no one in the history of the infamous prison's existence had ever escaped Devil's Island.